Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending April 19, 2024. Rippling, a late-stage HR tech startup and a constituent in the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock 2024 Vintage Index, is posed to significantly elevate its market position with a new Series F funding round. Targeting a post-money valuation of $13.4 billion, it's an increase from the $11.25 billion valuation from previous year's Series E. In this forthcoming round, Rippling plans to raise $200 million in primary capital and facilitate the sale of $670 million to existing shareholders, so liquidity for employees and existing shareholders. To date, Rippling has raised $1.2 billion. Notably, the investor Napoleon Ta from Founders Fund is to contribute up to $310 million. Marking the largest investment by Founder Fund in a single round. Existing investors, including Kotu, are leading the round, and Green Oaks are also participating. Amidst the robust HR tech market, where competitors like Gusto and Deel report revenues of $500 million, Rippling's aggressive expansion is underscored by its recent leasing of 123,000 square foot office space in San Francisco. The $13.4 billion valuation is up 25%. From the company's current secondary market valuation of $10.7 billion. Congrats to the Rippling team. Ramp is a spend management startup, has successfully raised an additional $150 million in a financing round led by new investor Coastal Adventures and existing backer Founders Fund, achieving a post-money valuation of $7.65 billion. This round, an extension of its Series D, boosts Ramp's valuation by 32% from $5.8 billion during the previous $300 million raise. With this funding, Ramp's total equity financing reaches $1.2 billion, complemented by the $700 million in committed debt since its inception in 2019. The company, which reported a 4x revenue increase in 2022 and surpassed $300 million in annualized revenue last summer, has served over 25,000 companies and plans to leverage the new capital to triple down on innovation, particularly through AI integrations, like its recent partnership with Microsoft Copilot. Ramp's aggressive acquisition strategy includes recent purchases such as Venue and Cardina. The company now employs 730 people, up from 495 a year ago. The $7.65 billion valuation is up 14% from the company's current secondary market implied valuation of $6.7 billion. Congrats to the Ramp team. Klarna, the Swedish consumer credit tech company, and a constituent in the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock 2024 Vintage Index, is launching its credit card in the United States, aiming to expand its buy now, pay later model to traditional card payments. This marks Klarna's first credit card offering in the U.S. The Klarna's card, issued in partnership with WebBank, carries no annual or foreign transaction fees. The card is both a physical card and is also compatible with Google and Apple Tap and Pay. Allows users to pay by installments, like their buy now, pay later solution, or using revolving credit line like a traditional credit card. Klarna also offers a shopping marketplace similar to Amazon, and the Klarna credit card users can get up to 10% back on purchases through certain merchants using the new credit card. That's great value there. The company's AI assistant will also help users find deals. So imagine an AI monitoring your purchases and then prompting you when there's a sale or there's a product that other people like you may have purchased and that you might have interest in buying yourself. And that's very cool. Klarna's U.S. launch follows its success in the region, where it has reported 37 million U.S. users as of last November, marking it as one of Klarna's largest markets alongside Germany. Klarna has a $9.8 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 45.6% versus its last primary round in July of 2022. Congrats on the card launch. Amid raising concerns about AI's potential impact on creative jobs in Hollywood, Creative Artist Agency, or CAA, is exploring how AI technology can be used to benefit entertainers. So some positive stuff here for AI in Hollywood. CAA has initiated a project, a CAA Vault, to create digital doubles of A-list clients like Brad Pitt and Reese Witherspoon. This initiative involves partnering with AI firms such as Clear Angle Studios and Racket Sound in Los Angeles to scan and capture the client's bodily and vocal characteristics, giving them ownership of their digital likenesses. These AI replicas could be used for various applications, including reshooting scenes or dubbing in different languages. Meanwhile, other companies like Render Media and 11 Labs are developing similar technologies for broader content creation, and platforms like TikTok and Meta Platforms are engaging with virtual influencers, monetizing AI-generated personas of well-known figures. CAA aims to expand access to these technologies beyond their clientele, navigating emerging legal landscapes where digital and human likenesses converge, underpinning these efforts with a commitment to ethical standards and valuing human creativity. I think this is awesome. We are going to have so much great content in the next 5 to 10 years on the back of these AI solutions. Mistral, a Paris-based AI startup, is discussing the potential funding to raise several hundred million dollars at a $5 billion valuation following a recent $415 million raise at a $2 billion valuation in December. That is $3 billion increase in valuation in just 4 months' time. The startup, which has generated started generating revenue, leverages an open source approach, distinguishing itself in a competitive AI market dominated by entities like Google and OpenAI. Mistral's models, including some available for free, are accessed via API and have gained popularity among developers. The company, founded by former DeepMind and Meta AI researchers, aims to attract European customers by promoting its local presence and alignment with strict European AI safety regulations. Despite some criticism for safety oversights in its initial models, Mistral continues to evolve with support from significant investors like Andreessen Horowitz, Lightspeed Venture Partners, Microsoft, and its use of Meta's Llama 2 technology. Microsoft's recent minority stake includes plans to host Mistral's advanced models on its Azure platform, competing with OpenAI's GPT-4. Andrew, the defense technology company and a constituent in the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock 2024 Vintage Index, has successfully unveiled the Ghost Shark, extra-large autonomous underwater vehicle prototype for the Royal Australian Navy, developed under a $90.1 million development contract in collaboration with Advanced Strategic Capabilities Accelerator and the Defense Science and Technology Group. This is a submarine, autonomous submarine. The achievement marks a significant milestone, with the prototype delivered on budget and 3 years post-initial negotiation, contrasting sharply with the Boeing U.S. Navy Orca XLUUV program, which is reported to be 3 years delayed and $242 million over budget. Yikes. The May 2022 agreement with the RAN aimed for the indigenous production and delivery of three XLAUVs, that's the autonomous submarine from Anduril, within 3 years, aligning with Australia's strategic Navy enhancements to counter regional threats. Australia intends to invest approximately $50 billion in naval capabilities over the next decade. That's a lot of money. The Ghost Shark, featuring modular payload capabilities for varied missions, involves 42 Australian companies and is poised for mass production and potential global export. Defense Minister Richard Marles highlighted its importance for persistent intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance and strike operations. Anduril has an $18.7 billion secondary market implied valuation. That's up 39% versus its last primary round in December of 2022. Revolut, the mobile banking company and a constituent in the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock 2024 Vintage Index, is transitioning its card issuer and bank partner from Metropolitan Commercial Bank to Community Federal Savings Bank later this year. Metropolitan Commercial Bank was fined $30 million by the Fed and New York State banking regulators in Q4 2023 related to compliance issues for a third-party program called MovoCash. I anticipate this is the reason for Revolut making the change, or at least it's a contributing factor. Revolut U.S. customers must opt into the transition to the new bank, Community Federal Savings Bank, so maybe a little friction there, but probably not crazy. There appears to be no change to the services or fee structures to the Revolut U.S. customers. Revolut has a $19.1 billion secondary market implied valuation. That's down 42% from its last primary round in July of 2021. All right, let's look at pre-IPO stock performance as of April 15, 2024. Big winners. We got Chime up 17.2%. Congrats. Ramp up 3.5%. Stripes up 1.5%. Chainalysis is up 1.2%. And ByteDance is up 1.1%. This week's losers, OpenAI down 2.7%, Anthropic's down 1.9%, Grok's down 1.5%, Flexport's down 90 basis points, and Revolut's down 70 basis points. Top valuations, ByteDance is at $289 billion, SpaceX is at $185 billion, OpenAI is at $100 billion, Stripe's at $74 billion, and Databricks is at $42 billion. For more current valuation and performance data on X, look at the tag or handle, Aaron G. Dillon. Okay, let's look at the news and performance data for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes as of April 15, 2024. The 2024 vintage was down 23 basis points last week. Top contributors for the 2024 vintage index since inception, Stripe's up 56%, Rippling's up 50%, Klarna's up 32%, and Revolut's up 28%. There are no detractors in the 2024 vintage index. All 10 constituents are in positive territory. Looking at the 20 vintage indexes, here are the winners and losers for the week. We got winners. This Chime's up 17%. Automation Anywhere is up 1.8% and Stripe's up 1.5%. On the downside, we got OpenAI at negative 2.7%, Anthropic's at 1.9%, down 1.9%. Revolut's down 70 basis points. Chime's in the 2021 vintage index, 2022 vintage index, and 2023 vintage index. It has a 3% to 4% weight in all of those indices. So after this big pop this week, it's still not a super material impact to overall TVPI for the indexes. To see summary and annual vintage specific data and fact sheets for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes, please visit agdillon.com/index. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you all next week.